Good evening and welcome to the WRFL. We're here, we're there, we're everywhere. I'm the co-host of this show, but I'm leading it off tonight. We're in my garage. I'm in my garage. Jared is at a undisclosed place. Nobody will ever find him. He's hiding so greatly. It's awesome. I'm your co-host, Trevor Truitt. Jared Cornelius with us as well. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, and we got to keep me alive for the next 4 weeks because we're officially 4 weeks to the day to my wedding, my one and only wedding that I'll ever do, because I swear to God I'll never go through this again. I promise you.
I'll never do it again.
All the love and good feelings are out the window at this point with all the shit we've had to deal with, but I will say it has been a great. That's why I've just put my head down and I've climbed to the top of the leaderboards in both of these leagues because, this is what my focus has to be on in order to not go insane. So we got a lot of good games, Trevor. Real quick, everything is as it should be again with the Patriots once again being on top of the AFC East.
I think this is the first time in WRFL history that we've ever led the division while this podcast has been around. It's been a while. It's been a little while, but we're back where we belong, and we're not going back.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think 13-4 is a really good. I mean, it's like I was saying, it's definitely on the board.
Oh, I mean, with the schedule we have, if we just win the games that we should win and handle business, because, a lot of people, are saying some flack. Also, I'm not a big referee guy, but I don't know. There was a couple calls in that game the other day. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. They still don't even know who they were calling that pass interference call on when they called it on one guy, and then they changed it to Stephon Diggs when Drake May had another 70-yard fucking touchdown. And he touched his back, and they brought it back. So they tried to bring us down. But the Patriots of old would have lost that game because we got a big game against the Bills. But we came in. We toughed it out. It was in New Orleans. It's an NFL team. This isn't college. You don't go in and just, beat people's ass every week. That's not how it happens. So a win's a fucking win. And now we're moving on to the fucking Titans, who just got rid of their coach, and we got the fucking guy who they fucking fired, who wants to shove it in their ass.
Yeah, I will say, I don't care who they put a coach there. They can put Jesus Christ a coach there. I don't think, I think he's just going to get crucified again if he was there, because the Titans are terrible, dude. I don't think God could help them.
They've
got the quarterback. They've got the right guy. Who is he throwing to?
Yeah, and who's he got protecting him?
Yeah. Who's protecting him? I don't think I can name another guy on that team.
It's like, to fire the coach, I'm like, oh, that was the problem. That was it.
Yeah, it's not the fact that, and look, I'm not saying that, I'm a well-versed guy. Like, I watch football all the time. I literally can't think of another guy that's on that team that I know that's worth knowing. Like, for Christ's sake, who else is on? Who's on that team?
I can't even think of their backup quarterback, honestly.
Oh, yeah, no. The Titans, the further and further we go, I thought it might be the Panthers, but they've actually put a string of, three good games in a row. So, who knows? That division is suddenly not looking as bad as it has.
Yeah, right now it's
and
the
East is starting to look as bad as it has been the last 10 years.
Them and the AFC North is also absolute ass right now, too.
The Steelers are literally just looking around hell yeah.
They're just fucking...
This is Aaron Rodgers' chance right here.
Oh yeah, this is. But I, like, I just foresee a them having a really good record because their division is absolutely trash and Lamar's not healthy and Joe Burrow. Like, that's the thing, is we play those two teams at the end of the year, and like, if Joe Burrow, if they're fucking not in playoff contention, they're not gonna bring. I don't know if he could come back, but they won't bring him back if there's a chance. Whenever they're not gonna fucking make the playoffs at all, and then you got the fucking Ravens.
Well, we play the Ravens and we play the Bengals.
We've
already played the Browns and we've already played.
And we play the Steelers. No, we play the Browns. We play the Browns not this week. Next week.
Oh well, I mean the Ravens. That could be a game we lose. I'm saying we win. I think we win that game. Their defense is bad.
Oh,
I don't think Lamar coming back is going to help that defense. But, I mean, look, dude, here's the deal with the Steelers. I mean, say what you want about Aaron Rodgers. I don't know why nobody wants to give it up to the guy. He played really good ball and, you know, paired with, I mean, arguably the best defense he's ever had. I mean, he gets in the playoffs and he weasels by the fucking Chiefs. I think, I mean that's a path. I'll tell you what, a lot of people didn't even think winning the division was on the table, that they would have to do it in a wild card.
Yeah, now they look like they're about to fucking, they're going to rest people with 4 weeks to go. Like, fucking,
like, they're going to run away. They could run away with that division with the Ravens being 1-5.
Yeah.
And the Bengals, Joe Burrow is not playing another down of football this season. I don't care what anybody's aspirations are. What they're fucking Hindu,
especially with
are.
How they're playing. I mean, if they were like, if they had a chance and
they'd
could
have to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah,
and play a game without him in the playoffs. Like, it's not happening. It's not happening. It's not this fucking. It's not that Eagles team that won with Nick Foles.
Yeah, no, oh, no.
I just, like, I don't know what people think's gonna happen there. But anyway, we've got so many NCAA games to get to. Let's jump right into it. Starting off Friday, we got two Friday games, two ranked opponents, so that means both games are worth 10. We've got Louisville going into Miami. Louisville's 4-1. Miami is number 2, undefeated. Trevor, who do you like in this?
I like Miami here. I'm gonna double down on them. They just look like a good team, and I like what they got going on. I like the quarterback play, and I think he's motivated to win. So I'm going to roll with it's in Miami, too. I'm going to roll Miami double down.
I'm going to go, I mean, Louisville 4-1. They haven't looked terrible. But I'm going to go Miami straight up because – that kind of feels like a trap game almost. I'm trying to remember who Louisville lost to, but I think it was like a close game. They might have even lost in like overtime or something. But I'm going to go with Miami.
Virginia.
Up.
And it was by a field goal. Virginia. They lost to Virginia. That was
right.
They and fucked Virginia us all.
Yeah, that's right. But like I said, I mean, other than that, I mean, they've played really well. So I'm going to go Miami straight up. Up next, Nebraska finally getting in the top 25. They're taking on Minnesota. It's in Minnesota. What do you think?
Man, this is going to be a tough game for Nebraska. I do like what Nebraska's got going there. I think Matt Rhule is got him going pretty good. No, I mean, who knows? A lot of people are saying he'd be getting calls from Penn State to go there. Minnesota, I mean, they're always a tough team. They got a tough defense. They got their ass kicked by Ohio State, beat Purdue, lost to Cal. So, but I think I'm going to... Man, see, now this for me feels like a trap game. I feel like Nebraska, this is such a Nebraska thing to do. They finally get into the fucking top 25, and then they fuck themselves.
Well, normally I would agree, but this year they've actually proven that they can win close games.
I'm going to go Nebraska straight up because I just – Minnesota's a tough team, man. Doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter what Minnesota's record is. They always going to
– They always
going to – I could argue Louisville's, like, better than Minnesota this year.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I think Miami's significantly better than Nebraska, I would say, if I was comparing those teams as far as
we'll see.
Quarterback play and offense.
Nebraska plays in a lot – in a tougher conference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
So that's another thing to consider with Louisville and Miami there, don't you think?
I mean, yeah.
Unless you're a fucking simpleton.
Simpleton. Simple savage.
All right. Up next, 5-point game.
Who are you taking? Who are you taking?
Oh, I'm Nebraska double down. Okay. Yeah, I forgot. Nebraska double down. I think they're going to win. I think their offense is a bit – they're more likely to score points than Minnesota is. Purely based off that, so, and I feel more comfortable picking them now that I've seen them win games late when it matters. So, they must be doing something right. And if Matt Rhule left Nebraska for Penn State, that might be the gayest thing any man's ever done. Because if you think being coach of Penn State's cooler than being the Nebraska head coach. I mean, come on, dude. First of all, do I really need to go into why Penn State kind of got a black mark all over it and why I would never want to be the coach there? Come on. Also, Nebraska won more national championships in the 80s and 90s than Joe Paterno did in 78 years there or whatever it is. So you could argue who has the more – story thing. I don't know. Is that really what Nebraska's come to? That it's kind of a no-brainer that you leave there to go coach Penn State? Because in my opinion, I'd much rather coach Nebraska.
I think the only thing is why people, I don't even know if that's, I just saw that as a rumor. The only reason I would say that is because they've been more relevant of late, so they think he'll jump there and then just be able to keep those recruits that are still going there and then add more to them. But honestly, college football is a different game than it was 5 years ago with the NIL.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You don't have to go to those
programs. Texas Tech, you know what I mean? The perfect example of they look really fucking good and they paid a lot of fucking money and their team looks really good.
Well, yeah, well, all these people that think Cignetti's just going to jump ship from Indiana because an attractive job comes up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm building my own thing. Why
dude, that guy,
go?
That guy, he's got to stay there too. You can't go anywhere. You're the man there. You talk the shit. You back it up. You just fucking beat Oregon.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, they've also got a legit defense.
That was a hell of a...
That was the first game
that was a hell of a victory.
That was the first game they've given up 20 points all season, and it was in Oregon. I mean, for Christ's sake, what a time to do it.
They beat their fucking home record.
Up next, we got LSU going into Vanderbilt. What do you think?
Let's see. Yeah, we got Vandy. The one loss is they're actually favored in this game. That's pretty crazy. One loss, obviously, to Bama. LSU. Man, these games are going to be really good games so far.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm going to go with LSU straight up, though. I don't feel confident about it. I think it'll be a close game. It's an SEC game. I think LSU is a better team. Vandy, I think they're a team that's, you know, they'll probably be like 8-4. You know, they're going to get beat up by the big dogs, but they're going to be able to beat the people they need to beat. LSU straight up.
I think I'm going to agree. That's kind of what I was thinking. I just, Vanderbilt, it's a fun idea. I don't know. I'm taking LSU straight up because I do think they could lose, and I don't want to get fucked over on points by this, but, I think LSU's got a really good defense. So I'm gonna go LSU. I'm gonna just go straight up though, because I do think I wouldn't be, it's not like I'd be surprised if Vanderbilt ended up winning. I mean, they didn't look terrible against Alabama, but they did kinda like lose it there at the end, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I'm just more of afraid of LSU fucking dropping the ball somewhere. That's the only reason I don't want to double down on them.
I mean, for the most part, I trust them. I mean, obviously, I'm not a huge Brian Kelly fan, but, like, I...
Oh, imagine if he went to Penn State and got his ass eat over there.
LSU is a lot like Ohio State to me. They just... You can't sit there and tell me they don't have the talent to win a national championship every year. Something.
Yeah, they consistently have great rosters.
So... but I'm going to go LSU straight up on that one. But up next, we got Georgia Tech going into Duke, who is 4-2. Duke is favored. That is Las Vegas trying to lure a fat kid into a van with a Snickers bar. That is a lie. Trevor, what are people – you know what? I'm not going to ask you because I think I know who you're taking – but I have a different question. When are people going to start putting some respect on Georgia?
That's what I'm saying here. I'm gonna put some respect on their name, and I'm gonna double down on Georgia Tech because they ain't fucking lost yet, and they've had some good fucking quality wins, and Duke ain't done shit, and they're playing in the ACC. Both of them are, but I mean, how are you gonna sit here and say Duke is favored just because it's in Duke? They got two more losses, and they're in the same conference. So yeah, give me Tech, double down.
I mean, unless there's something I don't know going on with Georgia Tech, like everyone has AIDS all of a sudden, I don't see why they would be not favored in this game against a team with, I mean, is Duke really good? Are there two losses, like, were they questionable? Because I thought they got their ass kicked in one of them.
Let's see, Duke lost to Illinois and Tulane, so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that would Georgia Tech.
Yeah, maybe fucking Clemson, fucking Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's had some good wins. I mean, they're playing in the same conference, you know what I mean? So it's like you can't fucking say, oh, well, they played a weaker conference, same fucking conference.
Yeah, I don't know. You can get tickets to that Duke Georgia Tech game for $28. Yeah, I'm just baffled. I don't know why that blows my mind so bad. I'm still reading about it. Anyway, up next, we've got those disappointing Oklahoma Sooners with their quarterback with his bionic hand that was supposed to make him throw the ball better, but for some reason he threw it worse. But he was fine. He was able to play. I'm just busting your balls. Their defense looked good, but the offense, they were asleep in the locker room. They didn't show up. Trevor?
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Are you at South Carolina? How are you feeling about this one?
I don't know yet, but I'm gonna take OU double down because I feel like South Carolina isn't quite what I thought they were gonna be this year, which in this scenario is good. It's in South Carolina. I think this will be a close game, but I think OU kind of gets a little bounce back here.
I'm having a really hard time with this one, dude. I'm not gonna lie because. I'm going to tell you right now, South Carolina is not an easy place to play, and they're going to be jumping on OU from the start of that game because they smell blood in the water after the way they looked last week. So OU better show up ready to play because not even you would be surprised if South Carolina was able to win this game. But
South Carolina's a scrappy team.
Oh, yeah. And Shane Beamer, he wants to win.
Oh, he wants to. Yeah, he wants to kill somebody and win at the same time.
He looks like his head is going to explode. He wants to win so bad.
If we could get him on the same staff as the Houston guy, that'd be great.
Yeah, you know what's insane is that he got the same thing that happened to his dad happened to him. It's crazy. Their faces have the same exact problem. they're in the same house fire or something. I don't know. I'm going to go OU double down. That way if they lose and I lose a point because of them, I have more of a reason to hate them. So, so yeah, OU double down. I think the defense gets them to win. Up next, we got Ohio State at Wisconsin. Should be a good game. Trevor, who do you like in this one?
I'm going to take Ohio State double down. I mean, I think it could be close for a little while, but I think Ohio State's just all-around better team. Wisconsin's fucking... Yeah, they always start 2 or 3-0 in the year, and then they fuck off the rest of the year.
I mean, I just feel like the way I watched them look against Iowa last week, I don't know. I think Ohio State should go out there and have their way with them. I'm going to go Ohio State double down. And if they lose, I wouldn't be that mad. That would be great for Texas, I'll tell you what. Anyway, up next, we've got Michigan State against the future national champions, the Indiana Hoosiers. Trevor, who do you like?
I mean, I'm on the Indiana train, double down. I think they get...
Hell yeah.
They, I mean, they... When they play teams that they should beat, they beat the shit out of them. Like, they should.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, there's not like... They're not like Ohio State. They're a team that they play to their strength, so they're in a close game all the time. Indiana, if they should beat your ass, they're probably going to beat your ass.
God, I agree with that so much. I'm going to agree with your pick. I'm going fucking... Dude, I love this Indiana team. As soon as I saw people start hating on Cignetti, I was like, all right, well, time to start liking
them. Yeah, as soon as Jason starts fucking... Like,
yeah.
This sucks. He's stupid. He beat my team. Like,
he said Dan Campbell should have been gotten rid of a long
yeah. Calling for fucking Aaron Glenn to get fired. I'm like, oh, yeah, because he did that to the franchise, huh?
I'm just like, oh, we're going to fire Aaron Glenn for the Jets being the worst franchise in NFL history. Yeah,
5 games into the year.
He gets one season to turn 60 years of crap around. And he's going to fire him.
Yeah, after they just, like, got rid of all the good players they had 2 years ago, too. Like,
well, they're just going to, and you know what's going to happen. They're just going to get accused of being racist. They fired a black guy. After one season of in like no help, they gave the guy no help, and you know what? I might actually agree with that.
if that gets that fucking guy out of the league, I'll agree with it.
Like, poor fucking guy. Like, first of all, it's even hard for me to blame old Justin Fields over there because the team is just. Woody Johnson, I don't understand how he gets away with it. I think he's what people think Jerry Jones is. People think Jerry Jones.
At least Jerry Jones can draft really good. Yeah, yeah.
Like, people say, like, oh, he's a cheapskate. Dude, that guy has paid some of the highest contracts of all time.
He's just paying the wrong people. That's the problem. It's like...
I mean, you could say that, but I would also say that he's, I don't know. Dak is healthy and he's got a good supporting cast. He's a good player, you know? But whenever the defense has nobody and you let a generational talent just walk away because he wouldn't, you know, do a handshake deal with you like there's an old Western, like, I don't know what to tell you.
I should have called it. What you mean?
What you talking about, pen and paper? We don't need no people with flags. We don't need none of that.
What's an agent?
Anyway. God, we have so many more. Okay, we got Texas A&M going into Arkansas, who almost pulled off a big upset against Tennessee. But to be honest, that's kind of just been Arkansas my whole life. Wow, they almost beat a team? Well, they kept it close. Yeah, that's cool. Poor Sam Pittman. He had a coup ran right underneath his nose. He never even fucking saw it happen because he was too busy getting hammered eating barbecue.
Drinking gosh cold beer. Yeah.
Sam, you've been fired by the Arkansas Razorbacks. What are you going to do? Well, I think I'm going to have me a gold cold beer. Big fucking dummy.
No, you've been fired. Oh, shit. Well, I'm still going to have a cold beer.
Well, I mean, that's still a good time to have one, I guess.
Yeah, give me...
Oh, have me a whole cold beer.
Give me Texas A&M double down.
My dad took Arkansas because Bobby Petrino's the coach now.
He's fucking riding a motorcycle there. Riding a motorcycle there with his girlfriend?
That's literally what he said. He said they can't stop him. He's on a motorcycle with his girl in the back.
I want John Gruden to go coach there.
I understand, but this is like they're playing the number four team in the country. I don't think Bobby Petrino just becoming the coach is going to...
That's what we needed. Like, they were ever, like, a top five team when he was the coach. Like,
and I don't think they were actually, I don't think they were ever really all that good when he was there.
I don't think so either. I think they were good whenever the SEC didn't have all, like, the even better teams they have now.
All right. I, too, am going Texas A&M double down. As much as it pains me, because I think I've picked against them the last 2 weeks, and I was wrong, so I'm going to ride with them. And if I'm wrong, I don't know what to do. So I hate them so much that I don't know how to pick them because I don't believe in them, and I don't trust them, and I hate them. So, like, you get no benefit of the doubt with me. Just like this next team. We got Ole Miss 10-point game going into Georgia. Trevor, I have a feeling you're going to go with Ole Miss.
Because
you're buying into the hype. But I would just advise you to not buy into the hype. That's all I would say.
They did almost lose
to Washington State last week. And John Mathier was playing for you guys, helping you guys lose against Texas. So, I don't know. I just don't know how it's like watching your friend do heroin. I don't know how many times I can watch you take a Lane Kiffin team.
Well, the thing is, like, I really hadn't bought into him, and I think I picked LSU to win, and they fucked me over and lost to Ole Miss.
I thought you were always the Ole Miss guy.
I have been until this year, but then then I'm like, all right, maybe I should buy it. But I'm going to go Georgia straight up. It's in Georgia, and that's a big thing for me with how they played last week. I think Ole Miss very well could win this game, and Ole Miss does win this game, then it's like, all right, they're for real. If you go beat LSU and Georgia in like 3 weeks, they beat LSU in fucking Baton Rouge too. So if they go into LSU, go into Georgia, they'll be cooking. So I'm gonna go with Georgia. Kirby Smart. Don't think he's dropping two games this early like this.
Okay, so I'm going to take Georgia and I'm going to double down because I believe in Kirby Smart. But here's the thing. Here's the weird thing with Ole Miss. These are the kind of games that they'll win. It's games against Washington State that they lose that just completely is like, oh, we went from saying, oh, they could win their conference and perhaps be a national contender to, oh, they just lost to the Citadel, who they're playing this year. They've still got a pretty tough schedule. They got Georgia, you guys in Norman. South Carolina, the Citadel, Florida, Mississippi State. I'm going to get Georgia double down. If Ole Miss wins, and I'll agree with you. If they win, I'll tell you what. If they win this week and then they go into Norman next week and win, those three wins on there, I can't even shake a stick at that. So, I don't know. That's all I can think of to say. But yeah, come on, Georgia. Don't let me down. For the most part, you usually don't. So anyway, up next, we've got Texas Tech going up against Arizona State. This is a big one. If Arizona State wants a chance at winning the Big 12, they really need to win this game. So Trevor, who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the Red Raiders here, man. They just look good every week. Arizona State looks like they're missing their boy who's, in the NFL now.
I was going to say, is he playing?
Oh, him too. I don't know if he's playing or not. I just meant their fucking
Sam Leavitt, I think is his name.
I really meant their running back from last year, Scadabo. But I think Texas Tech, man, they just look good. I'm gonna go Texas Tech double down.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll with the Raiders until they give me a reason to not. They look good. They've given me no reason to think that they're not legit as of now. So, you know, I guess we'll see. Up next, we got undefeated, finally in the top 25, Memphis, going up against the University of Alabama. The University of Alabama Birmingham. Trevor, how much does Memphis win by?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I mean, Memphis getting no respect here, making a real strong case for being that other playoff team. Memphis doubled up.
Damn, you still alive.
That is true.
I hope. Need a big win this week. Are you going Memphis double down?
Yeah, Memphis double down.
Yeah, I am going to agree. I always root for Memphis whenever they come up. I remember whenever fucking, what's his name? Who was the quarterback? I thought he was from Oklahoma. Paxton Lynch.
Oh, yeah. Played for Broncos?
Yeah, because he grew up in Oklahoma. He went to high school here. I'm trying to remember. I don't fucking know, but, anyway, up next, I don't even know if that's true.
Derrick Rose, woohoo! Fucking.
up next, we got Oregon at Rutgers coming off a loss against, Indiana. Trevor, who do you think? You think Dan Lanning will rip his shirt off and they lose it twice in a row?
I think that, I'm surprised Oregon's only favored by 17. They're probably going to win by 40 here, probably, I think. I'm going to double down on Oregon.
I'm going to agree. I don't see them losing two in a row. Rutgers, I'll give them this. They're a tough team. I mean, they've played a really tough schedule. I don't know if you've noticed. They've been in a lot of these games of the week against these tough teams. So I do think Oregon wins. I don't think they win by as much as you think they do. I can see it being a 24-14 type game, or, you know, 35-14 type game maybe. But we'll see. Anyway, up next we got Washington State at Virginia.
Washington State is a tough team, but I like Virginia's team. I'm going to roll Virginia double down.
I've got a weird feeling about Virginia, but I'm going to ride with them for now. I was raised to not trust the Cavaliers, but I will for now. I'll let them lead the way until they show me a reason not to. Up next, finally back in the top 25, for which I believe we're maybe prematurely removed from the top 25 after just one,
100%.
Texas at Kentucky. What do you think, Trev?
Yeah, I don't think they should have been removed out of the top 25. Because when Notre Dame was fucking 0-2, they were still in the top 25. Like, two losses. Sure, one of them was bad. But listen, the other one was the fucking number one team in the nation. And it was a close game, the whole game. I'm going to go Texas.
It was also their first conference game.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Texas double down. I think this might be a close game for a little while, but I think that they're just... Kentucky can be a scrappy team, but I think that Texas is a better team than them.
I'll tell you what, the one big takeaway for me as far as the offense goes, Arch is starting to look a lot more confident running the offense. And two, the offensive line actually was able to keep them upright against what I think is a really good defense in OU.
I mean, statistically, it was the number one defense they were playing. So I mean, yeah, it's.
I think if the offensive line can keep Arch from being put on the ground all night, I think that we can beat anybody because our defense is one of the best in the country. So I just think we need to give the kid some time to stay on his feet. And I think we need to be doing some more design run throw, like run throws on the run, because that kid, like Arch, that's what he does the best. The dude can fucking roll to his right and throw a dime to the sideline like no one else in college football can. So I think we need to see a lot more RPO bootleg type shit. But anyway, up next we've got Tennessee at Alabama. Trevor, who do you like?
It's in Alabama. Alabama favored by 7.5.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, this is going to give away who I'm taking, but, like, that doesn't really surprise me. I mean, if you look at how Alabama's looked the last month and how Tennessee's looked, I mean, Alabama looks like one of the best teams, and Tennessee looks kind of like they're on pumpkin watch.
Yeah, I think that they had a close game against Mississippi State, too.
Arkansas almost beat them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they had a close game against Mississippi State, too. I'm going to go with Alabama double down. I think that they will get the win here.
They got to get some good back against these bitches, too. As much as I like Tennessee, got a lot of love for the Volunteers. Anyway, up next, big rivalry. We got USC at Notre Dame. Trevor, what do you think?
I'm going to go Notre Dame double down. I think their back's against the wall. I will say, like, it's crazy that they were 0-2 and still in the fucking top 25, and now they're almost in the top 10. But I think they have to get the win here. I think USC, good team, but when they're challenged with the high power offense, their offense looks like shit, or defense looks like shit. So I'm going to go to Notre Dame double down.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Trevor, hit the upset alarm.
The dagger in Notre Dame.
Lincoln goes in. I think that fucking USC wins. I'm taking USC straight up.
This is always a good game. You know what I mean? Like, even if one's good, one's not good, it's a classic old fucking rivalry. You know what I mean? It's just a good one.
Yeah, and honestly, I think USC's only loss, I believe, is to Illinois, and it was a really close game. I do think the defense has looked a lot better. Notre Dame, they look shaky. They don't look as confident in what they're doing as they did last year. I don't know if they're not as talented. I mean, I know they got a really good running back, but, like, I don't know, man. I watched some of that NC State game, and they struggled with them a little bit. And watching Notre Dame, everybody they play, it's just kind of like it's just like watching a heavyweight fight a fucking small fighter. It's like, I'm just going to lean on you because we've got the talent to, wear you down. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I do have a feeling that old fucking stinking Lincoln Riley's going to go down there and to stink up the joint, unfortunately. As much as I don't want USC to win, I feel it. This is Coach Jared's fucking unfortunate upset of the week that I just feel in my blood. I can just feel it. I can feel it happening for some reason. I don't know. So I'm only going straight up, though, because I don't like USC. So I don't want to double down on them. Anyway, up next, we got Florida Atlantic, where that one guy got arrested for crawling into tables in the library and in college smelling people's feet. That's all I know of Florida Atlantic for. Going up against, and I think fucking Lane, or Scott Frost, or Lane Kiffin.
Scott Frost. I don't think it was there. It was, UCF.
Yeah, he was at UCF, so that means Lane Kiffin was there.
I think so. Yeah, I think he was at Florida Atlantic. That was the last time they were like.
Yeah,
because
they were like undefeated one year there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's in Southern Florida, which shouldn't be too big of a deal for Florida Atlantic.
Long drive.
Oh my God, we gotta drive diagonally.
Yeah, I'll take South Florida double down. I mean, they're just, hey, solid team. Another team that, hey, don't forget about them. They making a run to be that fucking extra team in the playoff.
Oh, and all they gotta do is take care of business, and they probably will be with how tough their schedule's been. I'm also going SFU double down. My father, for some reason, thinks that FAU gets the big upset here. Yeah, so I guess we'll see. I told him about that foot story, and he picked him because of that. So, I don't know. He might know something I don't. Anyway, up next, we got what should be a good one. We've got Missouri. I bet them no misery taking on old Auburn. I'm no girl named Auburn. old Trevor, who are you taking to this one, old boy?
I'm going to take Missouri double down. I think they played tough last week against Alabama. I don't think I picked Missouri. So a couple of you picked Missouri to win that game last week, but it was a pretty close game. I still think they're a solid team, so I'm going to go with them double down.
I'm going to take Missouri, and I'm going to take them straight up. I'm going to give Auburn a little bit of respect. I mean, they always have a really tough schedule. I mean, they're almost like the Arkansas of Alabama, you know? So...
It's true.
It's just like they gotta play every top team alive. Their two rivals are literally like the two best teams in the SEC every year. So they gotta play both of them, and sometimes they beat both of them.
Yeah.
And then they don't win another game the rest of the year. So I don't know. I'm gonna go Missouri straight up because it's in Auburn. Up next, we got another 5-point game. This is the Holy Mormon War. we got Utah going into BYU, which should be the other way around. Because I think BYU is in Utah, so I think Utah's upset about that. who are you liking this one?
I think Utah... He's going to go in there and get them their first loss. I'm going to roll with Utah. I'm going to go straight up, though, because I think this is going to be a close game, and BYU is a good team.
I do think BYU is good, but I think Utah has played better teams and better competition. I mean, their one loss is to the team that's probably going to run away with the Big 12. And they have absolutely kicked the shit out of everybody they've played, besides, you know, obviously losing to Texas Tech. So, BYU, they've played Portland, Stanford, East Carolina, Colorado. I think that this is going to be the biggest test they face. And it is a rivalry game, so you can't put anything past what could happen, but I'm going to go with Utah double down, actually. I think they win.
I think so. They just look good. You know what I mean? The last couple games, they finally got it going of what we expected them to do last year.
The only game that they haven't looked good in is when they lost. Every other one, they fucking 40 plus people. Anyway, and now the last top 25 matchup, we got Cincinnati at OSU. Trevor, who do you like?
Well, I mean, the best thing going on at OSU right now is those guys starting the trend where there was like an empty section. The guy goes over there and takes his shirt off and starts waving it. And then like a couple more people join him. And it just keeps going on. And then there's like 1,000 people in the section, all shirts off, waving around. That was the best thing going on in the middle of the game. So it's pretty close to Brown Bag Central. So give me Cincinnati double down.
Oh, Stillwater's going to not win another game until next year. Yeah, I'm going to go Cincinnati double down. Again, like Utah, they've looked pretty good. Their only loss came last second against Nebraska. Yeah, I think Cincinnati could go in there and put 60 up on them. And that guy waving the towel ain't going to have any friends this time. Not going to be as cute this time. All right, now let's get to the War Room Games of the Week. First off, we got this Thursday. We got our own Tulsa going up, going over to East Carolina. Trevor, what do you think?
Is it in Tulsa?
No, it's in East Carolina.
Oh, you just said that, didn't you? let's see. This has always been a close game. I remember 17 points. They're favored by 17 points, East Carolina is. East Carolina's beat Campbell. Coastal lost to BYU. Beat Army. Tulane. Tulsa's beat OSU. And who else have they beaten? I'm going to go, my heart says go with Tulsa, but my gut tells me to go with East Carolina, straight up.
You know what, I'm going to do this as a bit of motivation for Tulsa. I'm going to go East Carolina double down, because I don't think Tulsa has what it takes. They won their Super Bowl. They beat OSU. That's all they care about.
Yeah, now they suck. So, like, man, that wasn't that good of a win, I guess. Like,
well, that's all they cared about was beating OSU. And now it's like, hey, who cares? Don't they realize that they can get in the playoffs now?
Yeah, I mean, for real. Yeah, if they could just put a team together and just be decent, win the games you're supposed to win.
God, I'm just waiting for that time. Anyway, up next, we got Washington at Michigan. Trevor, what do you think?
This is going to be a nice little Big Ten game. Michigan took an L last week. in Washington, who they lose to? They lost to Ohio State. Give me Washington straight up. I want to pick Michigan, and I think their defense could win them the game. But I think Washington's offense is just will get more points than Michigan will.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I'm going to go Washington straight up because it's been Michigan. But I don't know. I could see Michigan kind of starting to slide. As we get deeper into conference play, I think they'll probably start to slide some.
They slide down again, and then Ohio State's undefeated, and they give them their only L at the end of the year.
Dude,
Dave Portnoy would lose his mind.
Oh, yeah. I would be... Ryan Day would probably, like, take a bath and drown himself in it, because... he just said nothing he does is ever gonna would ever live that down if he lost to Michigan again. Because now that they've won the national championship, Ohio State fans are like, okay, seriously, we need to beat these fucking guys. Okay. Up next, we got Arizona at Houston. Trevor, what do you like?
Is that the Houston, Texas, or the other one?
Houston, Texas.
Okay.
The only one there is.
5-1, 4-2. Arizona, man, they're a scrappy team, and they like to upset a lot of people. That being said, Houston's loss to Texas Tech, solid loss. Arizona, man. It's 11 a.m. game. It's in Houston. You know what? I always forget that. I forget Arizona's in the Big 12 now. They really need to rename the fucking conferences because it's stupid. Big 10's got 18 teams. Big 12's got six. You know what I mean? Like, it's just dumb. Like, just fucking rename them. Who cares? Give me Houston. Double down. I like, they're going under the radar. They're a 5-1 with the one loss to a top 10 team. Give me Houston.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go Houston. Double down. I think, another team just like Utah only losses to a team that's probably the head of their conference. So, I mean, you know, no shame in that. Just got to take care of business. Up next, we got Clemson. I think it's SMU at Clemson.
Is it just a... Like, you pick this game with a shit-eating grin on your face. I know you did.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just the, like, you're like, are you really going to pick Clemson to lose again? Like, but if they do, I'm like... It's in Clemson. 2:30 game. I mean, fuck. I'm gonna go with SMU straight up. I just feel like Clemson, anytime somebody's giving them a challenge, and if they let them have the lead, they're done. So give me SMU straight up.
I'm gonna go Clemson double down. It is at home, but I want them to lose so bad and want SMU to win so bad that it's not going to happen and Clemson's going to win. So I'm going to go Clemson double down. Up next, we've got undefeated UNLV going into Boise State. Trevor, what do you think?
Undefeated UNLV. They're not even ranked.
This could do it.
Yeah, because Boise State has kind of made a little bit of... They kind of look like shit. Sort of, yeah, looks a little bit better of late. UNLV in a shootout against Air Force, ironically. And beat UCLA, Sam Houston. Nah. Give me Boise State. I think they get this done. I'm going to go Boise State double down.
I'm going to go Boise State straight up just because I got to give a little respect to the undefeated team. I got to let them prove it. I got to let them prove it and see if it's legit or see if those teams you just named off and getting into a shootout with the Air Force should only happen if you're also in a plane. If you both are in planes trying to kill each other in warfare, that's the only time you should ever be in a shootout with the fucking Air Force, okay? That's crazy. For that, and actually, I'm going Boise State double down. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the Air Force is not known for scoring a bunch of points. That might be like the most they've ever scored. Like,
I mean, they'll shoot you out. But, like, they ain't fucking scoring touchdowns like that.
They'll play defense all day. They'll play defense all day, but no offense.
Oh, boy, please, fucking me. Dominion going up against James Madison. It's an old Virginia rivalry. Trevor, who do you like?
Okay. Old Dominion. Man. What time is this game?
Uh, 2:30.
Okay, hang on. That's why I'm missing here. All right. Okay. Old Dominion, JMU. JMU. One loss to Louisville. Solid loss. Eh, mediocre wins. Old Dominion. Straight up. Old Dominion straight up.
I gotta go with my playoff team here. I gotta go JMU. We gotta get this win here. We gotta show Virginia who's boss, not a Virginia Tech over there instructing, teaching courses on how to
suck gay
professionally. That's all they're fucking doing. I swear.
Hey, we got a cool song! That's it.
Yeah, they should change their name to the Chokies and fucking make their mascot a fucking huge dildo. Like, or a small one. Or a small one, not a big one.
The Chokies.
The fucking Chokies. They suck, dude. It makes me sick. To be from the state. Yeah. Anyway, we got one more. We got Lafayette. I picked this one because I don't know. I think it's funny. We got 5-2 Lafayette going up against 0-7 Oregon State. And it's in Oregon State. It's a 9:00 game. Somebody's got to get their first win here. I mean, Oregon State's either going to get their first win or they're going to go 0-8 with losing to a team from, I don't even know where.
Yeah, I when I saw this, I was like, what the fuck? You know, it doesn't even have a line. I saw it and I was like, what the fuck? Did he come up with this this fucking Lafayette? I was like, who are they playing? I was like, Oregon State. I was like, they're fucking...
Oh, my God, it doesn't have a line because it's on the CW.
Yeah. Man, Lafayette's fucking loss was the Bowling Green. They got their ass waxed the first game. And Princeton. Fucking Carleton beat their ass. but then you got Oregon State who, like... Yeah, they might have played some good teams, but, you know, they haven't won. And it's a big thing. It's a huge thing to do. Who's Oregon State played? They played Oregon, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Let's see.
Oregon State has played Cal, Fresno State, Texas Tech, Oregon, Houston.
Just fucking L.
And Wake Forest.
And honestly, like, Appalachian State. Okay, they play Houston pretty close, I guess. That's probably their best loss. You know what? Come on, they got to get it done. Give me Oregon State double down.
Yeah, I agree. I think, dude, just because, like, if you lose the Lafayette, you're not winning a game.
No. Like, yeah, you're like, you know, hey, we played some tough teams. We played Texas Tech. We played Oregon. We played, you know, okay.
All of their games get shown on the CW network.
You're not beating. Why are they playing Washington?
They're playing Tulsa in Tulsa the day of my wedding.
Why are they playing Washington State twice?
Because they're the only two teams in their conference, so they can't play each other one.
What the fuck? I didn't know that. I didn't know that was even happening. That's crazy.
Yeah,
fuck, that's such a fucking jabroni fucking conference. Bunch of fucking... What the fuck?
Okay. All right. We'll do it for the college picks. we now get to the nowhere near as long or strenuous picks, which are the NFL picks. And we're going to get right into it because I'm
flat across.
My eyes are falling asleep as we go. Anyway, up next, first we got 10-point game this Thursday. Trevor, we got Steelers at Bengals.
Let's make it quick. The Steelers doubled down. The Bengals are absolutely terrible. And the Steelers are going to be a team that they just, if they just win the games they need to win, they're looking at 12-5, 13-4, with the chance in the playoffs. And, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Steelers double down. I think the Bengals have no chance. I think they should all do that Japanese form of suicide. Up next, we got the Patriots at the Titans. Trevor, who you like?
Give me the fucking Patriots. Double down. I mean, we're looking good. We're looking real good. We're going in and fucking, listen, he's going to want to stick it to him in there. the old team, they're looking good. We're going to get this win. I think we're going to do what we should have done last week to the Saints against this team.
Yeah, I'm going Pat, double down. We're winning the Super Bowl. We're not losing again ever.
Dude, we're fucking
quarterback. That's where I'm at right now.
The Bills game, that game, because I know we hadn't had a podcast since then, but that game, I've never been so excited to lose 10 points. But just the way he fucking, like, it wasn't like he went out there and had 500 yards, but he just made the throws when he needed to. That guy can escape like a Mahomes, like a Russell Wilson. And can fucking throw on a dime on the run. I mean, that fucking throw to get off to fucking Stephon Diggs to seal the fucking game.
Like, oh, and also, I mean, I can't believe I won 20 points on the Patriots.
Yeah, I know, and everybody else lost.
Which yeah, that was great, man. That was my tackle to turn the tide or whatever. Yeah, I'm feeling real good about this team. Nah. Up next, we got 10-point game. It's in London. We got the Rams at the Jaguars. Trevor,
man, what a fucking game we got here. Both teams, because the Jags lost, didn't they? Yeah, they lost to the Seahawks. Yeah, they lost to the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And then the Rams coming off a loss, but they also, Puka Nacua is a little banged up. It's a little worrisome. Oh no, they beat the Ravens. They beat the Ravens, but still, Puka Nacua banged up. I think the Jags are gonna. This will kind of be a test game for them. Like, if they win, all right, then hey, we're gonna be a good team for the rest of the year. But if we lose, it's like, all right, we're just gonna go back to shit now. It's in London. The Jags are. They play in London a lot, so I feel like, you know, probably more fans over there. I don't know if that really matters. The Rams are used to no fans at all. I'm gonna go with the Jaguars straight up.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength tonight. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is actually from London, I'm pretty sure, England. So, and I'm not even being funny. I'm pretty sure he's from there. And that's why he's got a huge following there. basically like a home game for him whenever he plays there. So I'm going to go Jags straight up. I like what I'm seeing from them, especially defensively. Up next, we got the Raiders at the Chiefs. Who do you like, Trevor?
The Raiders and the Chiefs, yeah. This seems like a fucking a win to the Chiefs maybe get rolling. Give me the Chiefs double down.
Yeah, I'm going to go Chiefs double down. I mean, it's only a one-point game. I mean, it is a division.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong.
Raiders finally snapped their losing streak. They're about to start another one.
Yeah.
Chiefs double down. Up next, Dolphins at the Browns. They both suck.
What a game this is. Give me the Dolphins straight up. I just think they're – I mean, they don't. Neither team has got much going on, obviously, but, like
– I'll tell you that what the Browns aren't imploding in front of your eyes like the Dolphins are.
I don't know, man. I'm just going to go with the Dolphins straight up.
I'm going to go with the Browns double down. I have more confidence in the Cleveland. I have more confidence in the Cleveland Browns right now than I do in the Dolphins. Dolphins, dude, I'm telling you, they're falling apart in front of your eyes. So I don't I don't know, man. I think the Browns finally scored 20 points in a game this season. Up next, we have the Panthers taking on the winless Jets. Panthers won 3 straight. Trevor, do you like?
Yeah, give me the Panthers fucking double down. A little late push here. We kicked their ass, but then they got on a roll.
That's what you gotta do, man. Sometimes you gotta get your ass kicked for 10 straight seasons before you figure it out, which is what it's been.
That's why the Jets are like, we can get our ass kicked for 60 years. We'll be even stronger.
So since Cam Newton left, basically, they've sucked. So that's all they've had to do.
They're literally, it's like they're good every 10 years. Like, they get the Super Bowl against the Patriots with Jake Delhomme and Steve Smith.
Well, I mean, you got to get it right in the draft every once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
All right, up next, we got the Saints at the Bears. This is the War Room game of the week. Trevor, who do you like?
Dude, this is a sneaky game right here. And when I saw, I was like, I'm surprised that he made that the game of the week just because one team sucks and the other one is like, you don't know what they're doing. But it's like Saints didn't play bad last week, and here's the thing. Maybe, I'm not saying that he's going to be a good quarterback or he's going to be a starter or anything, but I'm saying maybe we should look at the fucking progression of quarterbacks, and it seems like a lot of them, we think they suck and we give up on them after a year, and then they, like, you get Daniel Jones, you know what I mean? You get guys like that. Like, what's going on there? So I'm going to go with the Saints. I think the Bears are going to fucking let people down again. They're going to come off a big win. I beat the Commanders. They're going to go out there and lose the Saints. Straight up.
I mean, it's in Chicago, and it looks like Alvin Kamara and Chris Olave are both questionable to play. I'm gonna take the Bears, double down in this one. But I do think this is going to be a really good game. And I would not be surprised if the Saints were able to get this win, because I agree with you. Like, they're all like, oh, the Vibes are great. We beat the Commanders. I can see that totally being what happens. Up next, we got what could have been the War Room game of the week, but I needed a break from these guys. The Eagles at the Vikings. Trevor, what do you think?
Yeah, and then more importantly, they fucked us 2 weeks in a row. A lot of us, anyway. But Vikings 3-2, Carson Wentz. He plays his old team. They're going to the Minnesota. I really don't see. I just don't see Philly dropping 3 straight. I'm gonna have to go with the Eagles double down. I don't think it's gonna happen.
I'm gonna agree with you, and that's the only reason I'm doubling down, is just because I don't believe that this team, no matter what the issues are, they're gonna lose 3 games in a row.
But if you want to trade AJ Brown to the Patriots, I wouldn't be mad.
Trade. Yeah, no, not at all. That'd be great. Go ahead and send Saquon too. He sucks. up next,
blow the team up.
Game, we got the Colts at the Chargers. What do you think, Trev?
Fucking man, this is a, you know, you gotta tip your cap. You gotta tip your cap to Daniel Jones. You know what I mean? We'll go out there and say, we said a lot of bad things about you, Daniel Jones, on this podcast. A lot of bad things. Jared called you Lloyd Christmas like 1,000 times.
I still will.
I don't know what has just clicked with this team where he's not just doing insane things, but he's just, it almost, you know what it kind of reminds me of? A quicker Lions. Like, where you get Jared Goff in there, and he's just like, this is what you do. Don't do nothing crazy. Let me fucking talk to you. Let me give you all the fucking the juice you need. Make some big throws when you can. With that being said, the Colts, man, I like what's going on over there. And I don't know, though, because the Chargers, fucking, you never know what you're getting from them. Fucking Jason gave up on them last week, and they still fucking won. It's like, the Chargers. Chargers fucking suck. And then they win. Like, it's in LA. Colts are 5-1 though. Colts, who have they lost to? Let's see. Colts lost to the Rams. That's a fucking solid loss. Beat the Broncos, beat the shit out of the Dolphins, and beat the Titans, Raiders. You know what? Give me the Chargers. Give me the Chargers straight up though.
was going to say, give me the Chargers double down, because the Colts, I'm not going to take anything away from them, but, I mean, they played one good team and they lost to them. So, I mean, like, I mean, other than the Broncos, which they got, that's about as close to lucky as you can get for an NFL win. So, I mean, I will tip the cap to them a little, but I, you know, we got to start seeing you win some big games here.
I mean, if they win this game,
double down.
Yeah, if the Colts win this game, it's like, all right.
Up next, we've got the Giants at the Broncos. What do you think?
I think this is going to be a good game. And I think the Giants, man, they look... they're the best thing going in New York right now as far as football. They're exciting to watch. I like the quarterback. I like Scadabo. I like what's going on. Sometimes you just need that. And you know what? They save that motherfucker's job, and I think he's... No matter what they do, unless they just lose every fucking game, but if they keep going where they do, where they maybe they finish 7-10 or even 6-11, and you're like, all right, you know, we lost a lot of games, man. We look like we got something going. So I like what's going on there, but it's in Denver. They've looked up and down a little, but I think Denver gets this win. I'm gonna go double down.
Yeah, I have no faith in the Giants or any team from New York besides Buffalo at the moment, so I'm going to go Broncos double down.
I like the team, though. I like the Giants team as far as, hopeful.
I don't know what giving Brian Daboll another season to go 6-11 does. I don't know how that saves
I'm saying if these guys look like this, where, you know, they're like, all right, he made the decision on that. He pulled them for this. Let's give him one more shot. With this team, another year, this is it, though.
I mean, that sounds like what the Giants would probably do. I mean, I think they should just probably do the opposite of what they would normally do, which is pull the plug before it's too late, which I think now it's that the neighbor's torn his ACL, you've got 10 quarterbacks on the roster. It's just too late. Up next, Packers versus the Cardinals. Cardinals have lost a lot of close games this season.
Yeah, the Cardinals look like the fucking Chargers.
Not a very good team, regardless of that fact. I don't think Kyler Murray's going to be playing, but Jacoby Brissett played last week. And
he played solid. Yeah. He's become just that solid backup where you know, like, that's a guy. You want the guy to be your backup quarterback. Something happens, your quarterback, like, all right, he's out, but like, this guy gives us a chance. He can sling the fucking ball. See, honestly, him with the Colts was not bad. It was pretty good. They were a solid system. Just gave up on him too early. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Packers double down here. I think that they should just win this game so they can have a stupid-ass record of 4-1-1, which I don't even think should be allowed. The tie should be gotten. Get rid of the tie. And if you guys tie, then you both take L's. That's what I say.
I mean, that would make the most sense.
Yeah, then it's like, no, we're not going to say you get a win or whatever. No, you got to fucking earn that shit. Like... Who you got here?
I don't think the Cardinals are good. I didn't think they were going to be good coming into the season. I'm going to go Packers double down. It'd be really disappointing to see them lose to this team, especially if Kyler's not playing. But even if they struggle, they'll end up winning. The Cardinals will just hand it to them at some point. They're not interested in winning football games. Up next, we've got the Commanders at the Cowboys. Trevor, who do you like in this one?
I'm going to go the Commanders double down. I think they lost that close one last week to Chicago. You know, they could, if they're 4-2 in this situation, looks a lot better. And the Cowboys, man, they just find a fucking way to lose games. Like some teams, you know, Kansas City Chiefs, they find a way to win a game. You know, they'll sneak in there. They might not play good. The Dallas Cowboys actively find ways to lose a game where, like, you're like, how does Dak Prescott have 300 yards and three touchdowns, and this guy has, like, you know, two touchdowns running? How are we losing this game? And they just do. At the very end, they just fuck it off. I'm going to go with the Commanders double down.
I'm going to agree with you, but, I mean, they've allocated all of their resources to the offensive side of the ball. And
it's like Lincoln Riley's the head coach. Like, what the fuck's happening here?
I mean, yeah, it's great if it's the team in the Big 12.
Yeah, if you can go outscore the team. Like.
Yeah, and also, I don't think it being in AT&T is really much.
No, it's worse, so. I think.
I agree. Fuck. Just a few more. We're almost there. I'm really about to fall asleep, dude. I'm dying here. Up next, Sunday night game 1-10, the Falcons at the 49ers. Trevor, who do you like?
Oh, man, this is going to be a good game. Let me go with... I'm going to go the 49ers. No. I want the Falcons because the 49ers are... Everybody just gets injured every week. Somebody else gets injured. I know they're still 4-2, but like, they're like the worst fantasy football team of all time, is what they are.
Damn, fucking Mac Jones is questionable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody is. Fucking. And Bijan fucking ran his dick off. Yeah, give me the Falcons straight up.
Yeah, I'm going Falcons double down. I think the 49ers could start sliding a little. Fred Warner, that might have been the... That's too big of a... That's not a hole you can put a tape over. That is, ladies and gentlemen, we lost the first engine an hour ago, but we have now lost the second engine, and we are in free fall. So brace yourselves. Tuck your heads.
Call your loved ones.
And kiss your ass goodbye, because you're dying. It's over. It's over. There's no replacing that, unfortunately. So I'm going to go Falcons double down. They seem to have hit a groove here, and this can be a big win for them. And finally, we got the two Monday night games. We got the Buccaneers at Detroit. And Trevor, who do you like?
Man, oh man, the fucking Bucks, man. They just look good. Like, if they ever get their receivers back healthy, is what he's doing without him. This guy wins games. But the Lions,
I agree.
Lions coming off a loss, they'll be fired up, and it's in Detroit. It's a Monday night game. I think Baker Mayfield just gets it done, man. I don't know how I think he wins the game at the end. They look good. I think somewhere written down, I predicted them to be like, they could get to the Super Bowl. Like, Baker's moved on from a feel good story to like, all right, this guy's here to play and stay. And he fucking, yeah. He's earned it, I'll say.
Yeah, he's definitely moved into the, if he has the ball last, I think they're going to win the game mode. He makes big plays. It's undeniable. The Lions are going to be without that guy that hit Juju Smith. He did what I've always wanted to do, so I can't hate him.
I like how you said he did this. Somebody's like, he should have got his ass whooped.
I mean, the Lions have already lost so many guys to injury. The last thing you want to do is lose a guy because of some unsportsmanlike shit at the end of a game. So... I don't know. I think the Lions, they can't come out looking like, pissed off teenagers how they did in the end of that Chiefs game. They got to come out looking like the Lions.
Yeah.
But the Buccaneers, my only thing with them is they're going to end up turning into the 49ers, though, dude. They just keep losing too many guys.
Yeah.
But I am going to give the Bucks the nod. I'm going to take the Bucks straight up. Up next, we've got the final game of the week, and I can't be happier. We've got the Seahawks taking on the Texans, who, you know, I'm just happy nobody's talking about them right now, because I'm going to be talking about them if they lose this game. Because the Seahawks, yeah, they lose this game, and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
They'll be fine. Texans lose this game.
Oh, with the Colts running away. It's, yeah, because, I mean, okay, so, I don't know what the fuck's going on with the Texans. It's honestly disappointing to watch, but it's, you know, sometimes it happens in the NFL. You fucking have a really good fucking rookie year, and then they figure you out. That's why I'm glad that Drake May had, like, an okay rookie year, and now it's like, all right, he's progressing. He's doing what we want him to do already. So, and fucking, you know, deny him all you want. Maybe it's game 14 to 17. He turns into the ghost guy. But Sam Darnold for the Seahawks, just a gritty team right back. You know, it's like they thought they were going to suck for a while, and now he's just come in there and plug the hole. And honestly, it looks like the better trade if you're looking at the Raiders and getting Geno. Look like a good move now. With that being said, I think, I don't know what's going on in Texas, man, but it ain't good, let me tell you. I'm going to go with the Seahawks. It's in Seattle. I'm going to go Seattle double down.
Oh, dude, me too. This is the one I feel the most confident of all the games, besides maybe the Steelers. Besides the fact that Joe Flacco looks like Aaron Rodgers' evil twin brother, that's also 41 and is there to ruin his good day. So I don't know. I hope Aaron Rodgers is on the right cocktail of drugs
in
that game that day. So
I'm glad that they finally did this. They need to do this regularly. But since this game's in Seattle and the other one's in Florida or ends in Detroit, there's one that starts at 6. Ones that starts at 9. So you have to pick which game, watch them at the same time. You just get fucking 6 hours of continuous football and a little commercials on a Monday.
Yeah, when Cam calls her hell.
Dude, I mean, it's like she's really going to be mad when the games, she realizes they don't even sync up. So now it's 6 to 12. You know, I'm out here. Fucking, you get home. Kick the shoes off from a long day.
I'm asleep with a football in my hands and my Patriots jersey on.
Because we're going to fucking... That's the thing is we go in. We're 4-2 now. We go in. We're going to play the Tennessee. We're going to go 5-2. Then we play the fucking Browns the next week. We should be easily looking at 6-2. And then I think week 10, because we play the Falcons. And then week 10, we play the Bucks.
Yeah, depending, we'll see. But, I mean, I think that's a winnable game. And, like, the only reason I say, maybe we lose the Falcons, maybe we lose the Bucks, maybe we lose the, you know, whoever that other team is we play. Maybe that happens. Maybe that does happen. We shouldn't lose to these other fucking teams. I'll tell you what.
No.
The fact that we lost to the Raiders kind of pisses me off.
It does, but like, I'm more mad about the Steelers game. Because fucking Stevenson, that's the only thing that's going bad right now. Stevenson, if you don't get a grip on that fucking ball, brother... Mike Vrabel's going to fucking kill you, literally.
I mean, he really shouldn't be starting
anymore. He shouldn't. That's why I'm like, we should be exploring fucking, let's get another running back in here. I saw something with Derrick Henry today.
Let's try out our gay side. Let's explore a little bit. You know, let people buy it for a while.
Touch this hole.
Let's try out some new things. We don't have to keep trying the same old thing.
Hell yeah.
But anyway, guys, that's going to do it for our NFL NCAA podcast. I am on the floor with my hand reaching towards the sky. I am spent.
Will
I gave it all.
The sky
I gave my
keeps
all for the
turning.
Show. Trevor, thank you for being with me on my last moment. Seriously, though, I'm going to get off here, Trevor. I know you got to go do the same thing I got to do, which is go to bed to get up and do it all again tomorrow. So,
oh, yeah.
Thank
you, listeners.
Huh?
I said thank you to all the listeners who've been with us. We're coming up. We're getting close to year 4 here almost, I think.
Yeah, either that, 3 or 4 or 15. Who fucking knows at this point? But happy to still be here. But you know, I might not be after this. So okay. Thank you guys for listening. We'll check in with you next week to go over the NFL and college week 6, 7, whatever it is. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye.